Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. And of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. So this is your first live podcast of this week. No, I guess second. since you guys were off yesterday.
Yeah, as I was introducing the show, you noticed me pause a little bit. I think, okay, what podcast am I recording today?
You know, I've been introduced as Rob Greenlee at least once.
Yeah, so it's it's fun. But anyway, hey everyone, welcome. Got a great show for you today. Lots of news, some best practice for you. We've got stuff going on at Blueberry, of course. Oh my goodness,
lots of stuff.
Yeah. We've got a Blueberry Pro tip of the day. No interview this week, but we do have a question of the week. But wow, Mike, yesterday was the big shocker. NAB 2021 canceled.
Yeah, it's kind of short notice. That's the thing that kind of took everybody by surprise, including some of their staff, I hear.
But, yeah, I heard their staff weren't informed until 5 minutes before the press release went out. So,
but I mean, it makes sense, you know, with all the concerns everybody's have, and you know, a lot of the bigger companies didn't want to participate.
I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed too, and even I wasn't even planning on going. But
yeah, so we've had to. Well, you know what it did is, you know, we've already invested a whole bunch of work into flyers and, you know, all the stuff that goes in prepping for a show and ordering stuff. So I guess we'll put that stuff on the shelf and hopefully it'll work for 2022 when they come back in April. But I have to completely change flight plans because I was going to go out to Honolulu and have a medical procedure done, then come back to Vegas. So I got to get that squared around today. So, yeah, I'm not the only one. You know, about 40 or 50,000 other people are trying to.
I was going to say, you know, there's a lot of plans that had to get changed in the, you know, the last month or so. So hopefully the airlines and the hotels and everybody else will be a little bit accommodating and we'll see.
So I know Mackenzie was going to, she podcast immediately, so she's got to change her stuff. So yeah, just, you know, it's too bad. It really, really is. And they had already implemented the vaccine mandate. So I guess just enough companies said, we're not coming regardless.
Yeah,
that they probably said this is enough and we're going to push 2020. You can't imagine their income, 70% of their annual income is derived from that show.
Yeah.
And with 2 years now of not doing a show, that's huge.
Yeah. And the New York one, I believe, was already the in-person in New York was already canceled prior to this. So
right.
Yep. Even that show didn't go. So
I know. So it is what it is. So NAB 2021 moves to 2022. So 2 years in a row of no NAB show. We'll have to look at it going forward to see if it makes sense to go. But, you know, they've got our money from 2020. So I don't know. We'll see. Brad Smith, who created Simplecast, which was bought by SiriusXM, is now head of podcast product at SiriusXM. So that was a big promotion for him.
Yeah, you know, he started his company and then sold to them and stuck with them, and now he's running the show for Sirius in the podcast area. So good deal.
So I guess he's going to be over Pandora and everything. So that's a big,
or at least the podcast part of it. Yeah,
the podcast effort, a part of Pandora. Yeah,
for sure.
So awesome. Also, Samsung made an announcement. They are now going to be expanding where their app is available, their free app.
Yeah, the app is called Free, which is a little confusing because, you know, it's a free app for Samsung users, but it's called Free. And it includes, you know, podcasts and TV and, you know, all that stuff in it. But
I've got a little fancy graphic for, let's see if I can put it up here on this display. There we go. I got the right screen. And you can't see it, right, Mike, but it's basically there. Again, it's got TVs, it's got podcasts, it has games. And again, if you are a Samsung user, this now is more, and I think five more countries is what they expanded
to. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And five more countries plus they're expanding for, you know, podcasters. They're letting any podcaster now with an account and, you know,
right,
and all that. So we have a link to that as well. But yeah, it looks like a neat app if you're a Samsung device user Yep. You know, it's on top of Android, of course, but you know, it's kind of what Google Play was at one point. You know, kind of an everything app.
Sure. So exciting to see the country expansion. And of course, they've opened up for podcasters for a while. Anyone can apply. But again, we'll have that link in the show notes for you. We're going to have a blog post out sometime next week, too, about that expansion.
Yes, so definitely.
We'll get some more information on the street. So LiveX Live is rebranding to Live One. It's interesting. they bought Podcast One.
Yeah.
And they're LiveX Live and they're rebranding to Live One. So I guess it's Live One/Podcast One.
Yeah, they must like the naming convention that Podcast One decided, and Westwood One, which was the parent company of Podcast One at one time.
Actually, Westwood Norm was bought out by Westwood One. So when he had started Westwood One and then got bought out, and then when he started Podcast, I guess he followed in his So Westwood One never had a financial stake in Podcast One.
Right. They were related, but not.
Yeah, they were definitely related by the founder.
Yeah, that's right.
So interesting move by them. If you think about it from a branding standpoint, a lot of podcasters now are doing live intermixed stuff, just like we kind of do here for our show. So very, very cool. A little sad note on a comedian. I hadn't seen him too many times. Yeah. But I actually brought up a YouTube video of Norm MacDonald, and he passed away, I believe, earlier this week due to complications of cancer, which no one knew he had.
Yeah, he'd been fighting it for like 10 years, and nobody really knew. So, the Daily Comedy News, they're a 7-day-a-week, a little 10-minute podcast. They did a tribute to him. WTF with Mark Maron did a tribute to him, and somebody on YouTube did and I'll see if I can find that, put it in the show notes, but somebody did a compilation of all the different podcast episodes that he had guested on, and it was quite the thing. But
That's cool.
Norm, probably best known for being the news anchor on Saturday Night Live, fake news, whatever they call that.
You know, ask me how many years it's been since I watched Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's been forever.
I've never watched a single full episode of Saturday Night Live, only maybe caught like a YouTube excerpt or something. Yeah. Sometimes I know a lot of people are like, what? You've never listened to Saturday Night Live?
I used to work at the NBC station in the early 90s and had to play it every Saturday. So it was a sucky show to play, too, because, it was literally live. So those of us at the local stations had to run the commercials based on what was going on. So we actually had to pay attention.
And that's why it's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So MailChimp is to be acquired by Intuit. We use MailChimp here at Blueberry. Yeah.
A lot of podcasters use it for their mailing lists. So, I thought this not directly podcast related, but I thought it was crazy. It was like $12 billion.
Is that how much they got?
Something like that. It was huge.
And those two individuals that started the company did it on their own. I don't think they ever took financial. So congratulations to them.
It was either 6 or 12. I know it was some ridiculous amount of money.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Whenever the number's a B, it doesn't matter. We get to 1 billion. By the way, anyone wants to come and talk to Blueberry about $1 billion, we will
start with a B. So
we'll have a great conversation.
Hey, maybe we could afford the E's then.
That's right. We would, wouldn't we? It's available for $3.2 million. So,
Not the company, the blueberries, the E's.
Yeah, the E's in blueberry. So let's talk a little bit about our best practice here. This is a good one, though, because I saw something today, and it's kind of interrelated, about a new podcaster at a service complaining about the service would not put his RSS feed in all the different distribution points. He was crying that the company was no longer doing this. And we all know, and if you've listened to this show for a while, that, that's very important to control that IP, to be able to submit to Apple Podcasts and have all those, in Spotify and different locations to claim to own your, so that you have that listing. So I was just one of those things. So maybe we can add that to the list, Mike. But you've got best practice. Know what to expect when you're starting a podcast. So number one, what's the first on your list?
Yeah, first one is podcast start slowly. You know, unless you're already famous for something, you're not going to rocket ship to the top of the charts.
Unless it's a viral podcast.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, it's not the norm. You know, don't expect that to happen. I guess, you know, we want to, you know, make your expectations match what's actually possible or what could happen. You know, like I said, if it goes viral or you're famous for something else or, you know, who knows. But, you know, most of the time they just start.
We have seen quite a few shows that are getting out of the gate much quicker than they used to be and getting going. So the ramp up for podcasts is a lot easier right now. But second point you have, and I believe this one to be absolutely true, if you really want to make a go of it, be consistent for 2 years at least. I agree. You have to, if you're going to do a weekly show, you got to be in there every week. Now, if you're going to take time off during those first 2 years, well,
pre-record if you have to.
And if you really don't have time to make another episode, profusely apologize and tell them you'll be back. Don't leave them hanging and not know that you're going to be out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a terrible example of that. But anyway, do as I say, not what I've done. And you know, what's fun about podcasting is, you know, if say you're interested in a topic, but you're not the expert, if you start doing a podcast about it, you will become that expert. And you can almost expect that to happen because first off, you're doing a show about it. So you're going to do a lot more research about it. You're going to really dig into this. Plus your listeners are going to educate you.
That's right.
I mean, it's amazing how much you can learn about a topic you really didn't know a lot about. Now, you know, you've got to have some passion for it. I mean, you know, you can't just say, well, I want to do a show about knitting and you have no interest whatsoever in knitting. That isn't going to work.
Right.
But, you know, if you're at all interested, you will become an expert. And as we used to call it in the military, become the subject matter expert on your niche.
That's right. You know, you're not going to make money right away either. Podcasting is not a get rich quick thing. And yet 90%, well, I have a, I shouldn't say 90, like recently, we have a brand new podcaster that's come in and immediately there's asked me about monetization.
Yeah. Come and you can't advertise on my podcast.
And I'm like, let's get your show going and get you ramped up and get you some, you know, build some audience. There's a lot of people out there and I got in a good Facebook discussion. It was cordial. With an individual who basically said, you don't have to have an audience to make money. And I wholeheartedly disagree. Now, if you are talking about, let's say you are the foremost expert in brain surgery. Let's say you're the doctor. Mm-hmm. You're the one that has been leading and breaking out and having new procedures. You're going to have a podcast that is going to be listened to by a very niche audience, and you're going to be able to monetize immediately because you are that person.
Right.
And if you are that person and you have that niche content, we want to talk to you because let's be frank, those shows are very valuable. They're very niche in the advertising.
They're rare.
But they're rare. They're definitely a unicorn. They are very, very rare. So, but for other shows, you know, if you have a broad subject, again, if there's 50 other shows like you active, then you have to compete with those. So, you know, if you're going to focus on one thing, do it very, very well. And the money will come.
It'll follow you eventually. It's just you have to build your audience first because nobody wants to spend money to get to nobody.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. That makes sense.
And regardless of what some people's plans say, yeah, it's just not that easy to monetize early. Later on, it's easier, but that early goes, you haven't built credibility that you can even get past episode 20. You know, most shows don't make it to 20. 50% of shows don't make it to episode 20. That's industry wide, not just at Blueberry. Although we have a little higher success rate than the industry, but you know, we're trying to work on that to help podcasters get to 20 and be more successful.
We're all trying to make it easier to do monetization. It's easier, you know, easier to set up the thing. But, you know, just, and, you know, one of the things, a mutual friend of ours, Gary, He's became famous in a couple of niches that he's been, you know, for a while there, he was the softball, you know, softball guy. And, you know, everybody knew him for that. And now he's,
but he had a softball store.
Right.
So he knew what he was talking about sure. bats and gloves and, you know, everything.
Yeah, at one time wallpaper, but I don't think he was ever famous for that.
They just sold their wallpaper business, but now he is speaking globally on
Bitcoin guy. Yeah.
So he knew nothing about Bitcoin, and he built a couple of Bitcoin servers and started learning, and now he's
doing shows about it. And you know, the guy, when he sets his mind to it, and that's all through podcasting. You know, right. every podcast that Gary's ever done has been in support of some business that he yep. wanted to get into.
And he turned it to gold, and he's having a big conference. And so there's a lot of, you know, that's one guy you need to, Gary Leland is who we're talking about here.
Yeah, go check him out. Formerly known as the Podcast Pickle.
That's right. Very early days, been around to be, he owns as many podcast domains as I do, Mike.
I'm sure. And one thing I always try to tell people is you do have to learn a little bit of tech if you're going to be a podcaster.
Itty bitty.
Yeah, you don't have to be all geeked out like I do on my other show. And you know, people, we can get into it that way. And you can be a gearhead and all that, but you do have to learn a little bit. And you know, you're either going to pay by learning it yourself, or you're going to pay by paying someone to do it, and be careful with that.
But we have simplified.
Oh, we simplify it. Yes,
we have simplified it, and in fact, leading to our next topic about what's going on at Blueberry, we have simplified your. And I should just go back and rephrase what Mike talked about this best practice. You know, start slowly. You know, be consistent. Become the expert in your niche. Understand that the money will come over time.
Yeah.
You might become famous in your specific niche, and that would be a big goal for many people. Build authority in your niche. You have to learn a little bit of tech. Primarily, the hardest part right now probably is recording, getting recording right, because the publishing is not difficult. And just, again, be consistent. So going back to the Blueberry news, you know, we were all excited last week. We launched the dashboard. You've been responding en masse. As a matter of fact, how long were we on the phone?
An hour and 45 minutes on Zoom yesterday going through all of your feedback.
Yeah, hour 45. And we came up with, 10 or 15?
Little
action items to improve we get about 85% Yahoo, you know, and then there's about 15% of you said, hey, what's this or what's that? And they were legitimate questions. And so we worked through tweaking. And that said, if you haven't provided us feedback yet on the new dashboard, log into blueberry.com, go to the podcaster dashboard. At the top of the header, there is a link to provide us feedback. And because you're listening here, and we know that you're a podcaster.
Yes.
We're not talking about this on social. You can win a year's free worth of hosting at $240 value.
Yes.
By providing feedback.
That automatically puts you in the contest for a year. And, you know, don't just give us feedback. I mean, give us feedback.
We want your feedback.
But, don't spread this around, because we don't want people that aren't using it.
That's right. So if you think we suck, then let us know that we suck.
Let us know.
Or if you think we've done a good job, or if there's something that's confusing to you, or you can't find something, or you get in here and you go, like that. Now, suppose people that are on WordPress and PowerPress, you know, your only interaction on that dashboard now is some settings and stats.
That thing.
There's not a lot. It's for those of you that are actually publishing at blueberry.com. As a matter of fact, if you have a WordPress PowerPress combination and you're uploading your show at Blueberry, I want to ask why. We've run into a few people that are uploading at blueberry.com. You do know that you can upload on your .com with PowerPress linked to Blueberry. All you got to do is there's a button that says choose file.
Yep.
And you choose the file and it uploads. You don't have to come log into Blueberry. Save yourself 3 minutes.
And if you notice when you do that at PowerPress, that uploader that comes up is exactly what you see at Blueberry. In fact, because it's the same thing. So why come to Blueberry if you can do it from your own place?
Just do it from your own page. This is why PowerPress is powerful for those of you using it. You write your blog post, you upload your media, you hit publish, you're done. Bada bing, bada boom. You know, go on and spend time with your family, your partner, you know, have a beer, a cocktail, glass of wine, whatever it may be. Don't spend time spending. You can come over to the dashboard and use the promotion tools.
Certainly.
And that's always important too. But let us know what you think. But there's more to come. And some of you were disappointed. You provided some feedback on stats.
Yep.
Stats is in work.
Yeah.
Stats
we're doing heavy that right now.
in work. And Mike, did you get to see the first addition to stats?
Oh, yeah.
So we got one extra thing we're adding to stats that is going to, if we get it done in time with the initial release of the new stats thing, I'm going to tell you something. If you're not hosting at Blueberry right now, you're going to want to be.
Yep.
You're going to want to move. So start the process now. Be ready. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I really promise you won't. But next Tuesday, we're doing something, aren't we, Mike?
Yeah, next Tuesday we have something happening that we can't talk about, really. We could tease it.
And I would just say enhancement. And those of you that are hosting with us, you'll want to watch your email inbox because we are going to be sending you an email that details the enhancement. There'll be a blog post, there'll be a press release.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the continuing thing here that we're doing. We're rolling stuff out little by little. We're making you get your appetite, built up.
Figure that's for the rest of the year we're going to be doing this, or at least most of the rest of the year. So
there's some of you that are going to be, you have to do nothing. And you're going to say, yay! And some of you will say, is that worth it to do something?
You're teasing them too much.
It's too much, but it's stuff is coming on Tuesday of next week. If you sneak around and look in the dashboard a little bit, you might see some hints of it even now. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Yes, because there's telltale signs already. See, I'm being really bad here.
Yeah,
but it's okay. Tomorrow's Friday.
We'll get in trouble.
I'm going to get in trouble. People are going to go look now for what has changed.
Yeah.
So let's talk about our podcaster of the month.
Yeah, Lisa Duff from the Penn Dust Radio is our podcaster of the month for September, I guess.
Yeah.
So very good. Congratulations. I don't know if we'll get her on here to interview at some point, but so congratulations. We got the whole post over at podcastinsider.com.
And we've got a blog post, Are There Still Barriers to Podcasting, that was written by one of our team of writers, Kim Cratchy.
Yep.
And did I pronounce her last name right, Mike?
Cratchy.
I think.
She hasn't complained yet to me, so she will if I say it wrong.
So Kim wrote a great article about, I guess for better words, men of color. Black men that are not podcasting and maybe why. You know, what we've seen, and I don't think this is any surprise, is that women right now are leading the podcast creation space.
Yeah, I'd say more big time.
Big time coming in, more women coming in, and that's fantastic. Women of color, big time coming in to space and creating podcasts. The men are lagging. The black men are lagging in basically content creation. That's saying that they're not, but they are definitely of the group that is not as represented, I guess, for the better word. So Kim has a great blog post on that, and I think that's something that we all should do is try to encourage everyone that has a message that wants to, podcasting right now is the true one and only place where there is no bias, no there's no limit, there's no barriers, there's no gatekeepers, there's no rules. Yeah. It's the really the last bastion of free speech. You don't have to worry about sending something off to a radio station and having them throw it in a trash can. You don't have to worry about doing some activity someplace and worry about getting media coverage. And maybe it doesn't get covered because maybe it doesn't fit a narrative that someone is putting together. It doesn't mean if you're right, doesn't mean you're left, doesn't mean if you're religious, if you're an atheist, it doesn't matter. There's room in this space, and what's beautiful is for everybody.
And the listeners will gravitate to what they're interested in, and regardless of whether you agree with it or not, it can exist.
It gives the people a voice that, you know, may and most likely have not been able to have a significant impact just because of biases built into society. So this is a great blog post. I hope you go over and read it, and be sure to comment as well if you have your own commentary on this. So let's talk about Focus on Features, Mike. What's going on with PowerPress?
Yeah, it's nothing in particular. It's a series we're running on the blog called Focus on Features, and this week they're covering PowerPress. So I believe that's I think Sean's doing that, if I'm not mistaken.
So let me get prepped here. We're having a today we're doing something a little different on the show. And why don't you go ahead and introduce this, Mike? And
so we're going to do the Blueberry Pro tip. And it's an interesting one. It's called the after party concept there by Toby. And he got his pipes fixed, I guess. So I can play that live.
Go ahead.
Hi there, Toby Goodman here from Blueberry Pro Production. Today I wanted to talk to you quickly about getting the most value from your highest value episodes. Back in the early 2000s, there was a show here in the UK called Big Brother, which was a kind of spy cam show where everyone watched voyeuristically as a group of housemates lived in a house together while the nation watched on and voted people off. Pretty cheap TV to make, frankly, fairly revolutionary at the time that it came out. Now, I just had a quick look at Wikipedia, and there were 12 spin-off shows that were created, little small TV studio audiences where they would gossip about the housemates, loads of things like that, just short TV shows that were just, again, super cheap to make, but got a ton of meat off the bone, if you like, of the main episode. So here's the thing. If you've managed to secure a great interview with a great person who perhaps is quite well known in their space, then you might consider making another episode to follow up. For example, 5 Things I Learned About Cigar Smoking from Bill Clinton is going to get listened to by people who are interested in cigars and people who are interested in Bill Clinton. Now, that's just an example. Of course, I'm sure you can come up with something that's slightly less tongue-in-cheek and that would actually work for you. But don't discount old episodes, because I know that sometimes it can be hard to come up with stuff again of your own. And frankly, if you just take a step back, look at those old archived episodes, if you've got interviews there, and think about what those takeaways were. They're great ways to create short podcasts that will attract more people who are interested in what you do and will kind of coattail off the back of guests you've had who have perhaps more reach. And of course, what you can do with those podcasts is you can send them back to the guest and say, hey, I created another podcast about what my takeaways were when I spoke with you. And what happens is they thank you and they very likely share that episode again to the audience and the people that follow them. And of course, some of those people will come back to find you and your podcast. So that's what I like to call the after party strategy. And I hope that helps you to create more podcasts without worrying about having to come up with new ideas in the future. As ever, if you need help with pro production and you'd like us to take the strain, just head over to blueberrypro.com and we'll be happy to help you. See you next time.
Hey, that was nice. Yeah, we've never really played those things, live like right, this. So
yeah,
why not?
So you've got the technology. Just go over there and press the button, make it happen, right?
Oh yeah.
You got to have the audio before the show to be able to do it.
Yeah,
too,
like so. I said last week. Toby had a little flood going on in his basement, I guess, or whatever it was.
Right.
But he didn't get one recorded at all, so we didn't know what the subject was going to be. So, oh well, we'll try to keep those coming every week, and Toby and Kate and the team over there are doing a bang up job, as they would say.
And for those of you wondering, yes, Toby is in the UK. So I think that was not painfully. It was obvious, at least.
Oh, yeah,
it should
sure.
be. So we got a question of the week, Mike. It says, I want my podcast to be ordered with the first episode at the top of the list. How would I do that?
And my answer is always, let me talk you out of that. And it's possible, and I'll explain how here in a bit, but the reason I wouldn't do that is podcasting is episodic in most cases. The last episode and the next episode and the next episode. And, you always want the newest one first. Because if I come to your podcast and you're 50 episodes in, when I see your podcast, I'm going to listen to episode 50. I'm not going to listen to episode 1. I may go back for 1, but I want to listen to what's going on currently. And that's the way podcasting has traditionally been. And that would confuse people if we made it the other way around. Now, in certain rare cases, that makes sense. And even the podcast Serial really wasn't a good example of this. But there's one out there called S-Town. And it's a pretty famous one by the same people, I think. But only had 7 episodes. That's it. That's all it's ever going to be. And in that case, it makes sense to order them 1 through 7. But an ongoing show, you should always, the newest first on the list, and the next newest, and the next newest, the way blogging has always been, which podcasting, blogging, same thing. So, but there, it is possible to do if you're, like I said, if in the rare case that you're only going to do a certain number, yeah, maybe that makes sense. But, and if you want to know how to do it, actually get a hold of us. support@blueberry.com.
And actually, it's not that difficult.
No.
And, we've got the tech to do that because it's come up. But again, I think, Mike, I think you're right because, at 1,500 and how many episodes I am, 1,553 or something like that, I don't want them to listen to episode 1.
No. In fact, I don't think episode 1 exists.
Actually, episode 1 and 2 are actually, gone because I was not knowing I could not play AC/DC at the beginning of the show. So yeah. Rather have those copies be out there. It just, those two got sent. I could have edited them, but I sent them to the wasteland years ago. But
yeah, your show is not what's known as long tail either. So,
No. My content expires very, very quickly, unlike this show where the content generally doesn't expire too quickly because we have some good meat on the bones, as one would say. So, again, we've got the ability to do it. Just, ask the support team. But that really kind of leads to the next part. If you've got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. Of course, you can subscribe or follow Mike's other show at podcasthelpdesk.com. That's a show where Mike gets to geek out on the tech side of podcasting and do a deep dive on it. Mike, what, anything on tap?
Yeah, this week we're going to talk about other geeky ways of using WordPress for your podcast, such as custom post types and taxonomies and all the stuff we encourage you not to do, but I'll show you how to do it anyway.
All right. So again, geeky ways of using WordPress. And is it going to be eyes glaze over type of content, or is it going to be something?
It won't be too bad.
It won't be too bad. All right. And you're going to drink three Red Bulls before you do the show?
I will attempt to, yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, hey, the best place for support with any Blueberry product or service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets always give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. If we need to do a call with you that we can't answer via email, we'll schedule a time. You can always call us. But again, if you do call us and no one answers, please leave a voicemail and say who you are, your telephone number, and basically the email address to your show or your show name as it's listed at Blueberry. And we can help you there. But again, the ticket system is really the best way. And you can get it always because the way we've changed the system at Blueberry is you can go to blueberry.com and you can get a free trial of Blueberry Podcasting today, right now.
You know,
right
in our show notes document here, we keep putting the promo code in there. We should probably lose that.
Yeah, just put the link, get a free trial. But if you want to use our promo code to say that, hey, Todd and Mike convinced me to use Blueberry, use that promo code Insider. Yeah. But we've been coming to you this week from the Blueberry Studios in northern and southern Michigan, of course, produced by the Blueberry Pro production team. You can always schedule a one-on-one with myself at todd@blueberry.com. You get a tech checkup with Mike at mike@blueberry.com. These are for hosting customers only. And, of course, you can always send us your podcast swag, your sticker, along with a self-addressed stamped envelope. It's in the show notes, and we'll send you a Blueberry care package in return. And, in fact, I've got a board going here. I kind of do the same thing for my show. I've got a board going. It's got all the stickers from people that have podcasts, have listened to the show. We should probably start a sticker board.
Yeah, I'll send you one of mine for Podcast Insider.
Yeah. I think I've got it on there already.
Yeah, probably.
So that's where we're at, and we want to thank you all for being here. Mike, did I miss anything?
No, I think we're good. Next week, I don't know who your co-host is going to be.
But... Oh, because I'm solo next week,
yep.
huh?
Yep,
oh,
yep.
Or I'll find someone to jump in here.
Yeah.
And be the co-host next week. Next week, again, if you're a Blueberry customer, if you're not a customer, we've got some major announcements coming Tuesday and Wednesday with stuff will roll out. So we're excited to do our next step. We've got the onboarding done. We've got the new dashboard almost done. We're going to be doing some updates.
Yep.
Third stage is, is enhancements.
Yep.
And then more stuff is coming. Yep. So
a little stuff rolling out over the next few months.
And this is all part of a big, big plan to make your life as a podcaster much easier. And we hope that we're really what it's all about, making it easier to find stuff, easier to publish, easier to manage, easier to promote and grow your show. We basically provide the service. You don't have to worry about the tech so much. Just record that show.
We'll try to make that tech disappear a little more.
Right. I don't even like to use that word anymore because we're trying to make it simple for everyone. Yep. Hey, everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being with us on Podcast Insider. We'll see you next Thursday. Everyone, take care. Mike, thanks for being here and enjoy your time out next week. And because we all need a break from time to time. But everyone else, we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.